From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Nick Reisman reports for the New York State of Politics that the New York State legislative session ended June 20th, a day late. Legalization of recreational marijuana use did not pass, but a bill that would decriminalize small amounts of marijuana and expunge the arrest and convictions of marijuana-related offenses did. The law treats possession of up to 2 ounces of marijuana as a violation instead of a crime. In the final days of the session, legislators got many other things accomplished, including revamping rent regulations and allowing driver's licenses for undocumented immigrants. The Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act also passed, requiring the state's carbon emissions to be reduced by 85% of the 1990 levels by 2050. Read about these stories at New York State of Politics. Sarah Taplin reports for Columbia Green Media that a few weeks ago, a Greene County legislature official said the new jail would be under construction by now. Deputy Greene County Administrator Warren Hart said on June 5th, and I quote, "At the earliest, we will start the end of next week, but it will probably be June 17th, end quote. On June 19th, ground had not been broken yet, and County Administrator Sean Groden said it is likely it won't be until late next week. Greene County Sheriff candidate Diana Benoit spoke before the legislature June 19th, asking legislators to stop the plan for the $70 million facility in Cookstocky and instead put a new jail in Catskill. Because of the state criminal justice reform that will go into effect in January, Benoit said the 48-bed facility is too large. Peter Kaminsky, the other candidate in the June 25th primary election for the Republican nomination to run for sheriff, disagreed, claiming it was the right size and location and should move forward. Currently, Greene County is sharing jail services with Albany and Columbia counties, which many Greene County legislators consider illegal, though no one has been jailed. Several weeks ago, permits for the construction of the new jail in Cooksaki were received from the Department of Health, Department of Environmental Conservation, and Department of State by county officials. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that New Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan signed the Skip the Straw Law June 20th, banning eateries from handing out disposable straws to patrons unless they ask for a plastic straw. Restaurants in Ulster County are now required to post a sign saying, and I quote, "single-use plastic straws are available upon request," end quote. The law should take effect in September. Ryan said, and I quote, "We are again at the local level here in Ulster County, leading the way, taking action. To my knowledge, this is one of the most forward-looking, innovative pieces of legislation to take discrete action and contribute to solving this problem rather than continuing to contribute to it," end quote. The law passed in Ulster County Legislature 14-7. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. As the high school year ends, the Albany Times Union announced their High School Athletes of the Year June 20th. 4 local students made the list. Anthony Carlucci of Ichabod Crane, boys soccer and small school. Jeremy Cosenza of Germantown for boys volleyball. Keon Armstrong for Chatham boys tennis. And Bella Malazzo of Ichabod Crane for softball small school. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.